talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome back to the second hour. Matt Flynn Direct coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history, going right to the front lines of history in the making. There's a development in the Senate with Joe Manchin I want to tell you about. I want to also tell you how magnificently Joe Biden is responding to it, why we're lucky to have him as president, and why we would be very lucky if he consents to run again in 2024 and holds it for us for another 4 years. Here's what Manchin is up to, that wily, sly Manchin. He's elected in West Virginia, and here's the problem for Manchin. Here's why he's doing what he's doing, and it's incomprehensible that this sells in West Virginia, but apparently it does. He just rejected most of Biden's soft infrastructure, anything having to do with climate, anything having to do with the expenditures of money for anything like child care, anything having to do with taxes, For instance, Biden had engineered a global minimum tax plan. And that would be every country in the world, and 100 of them had signed up. 100 of them, including the biggies, signed up. They all agreed that they would have their corporations pay a minimum 15% tax. Now, this is to do two things, to increase revenues for the countries and to help for their defense, but also to make sure that one country didn't have zero tax on its corporations, and another one would have 15, and then the one with zero would unfairly compete with the other one by cutting the prices of their exports, that kind of thing. And Janet Yellen, the Secretary of Treasury, pushed this, and Biden pushed it, and it seemed like a done deal, but it requires 50 votes in the Senate because the Republicans would stab Biden in the back no matter what to try to hurt the country so that people would turn to them. And Manchin said, thumbs down. He won't do it. Manchin was in negotiations with Biden directly, about certain climate change initiatives that would address climate change. He just turned thumbs down. He owns about a $30 million stake in a coal company, and he gets his funding from energy companies. He's basically the oil and coal representative of the Senate, is what he is. So my question is, Manchin, why do you pretend to negotiate? Why do you go months saying, okay, maybe if you do this, maybe if you do that, and then stab Biden in the back? You know why he does it? He does it to delay, to make it less likely that there'll be any kind of other momentum. People go, okay, well, Manchin will go along with it, so we'll do it. We don't have to work too hard, and no moderate Republican has to vote for it because, you know, there's some moderate Republicans like Susan Collins in Maine. People are going to get a little tired of her going down the line with the Trump line, with the fascist Republican line. So Manchin does this striptease, this enormous, elaborate striptease. Well, he just yanked it on anything having to do with energy, anything. Anything having to do with taxation. So we're going to have this Wild West out there where we get penalized. And, you know, most major companies don't pay taxes at all. Why is that? It's lawful. What they do is, they use various deductions, they use various shelters, real estate shelters and otherwise. And when all said and done, it's like a slip knot. You pull it and there's no knot, no tax. Now, it used to be in this country, we had a minimum tax and I paid it for a while, where if you took advantage of deductions, if your tax is below a certain level, they raise it to the minimum anyway. To me, that was fair. Because you do want to take advantage of things like charitable deductions, which essentially have been so restricted, they've essentially been eliminated for most people, and other kinds of deductions if you're an individual. But if you're a corporation, they have whole teams of tax lawyers. Most made, what, Amazon? You think they pay taxes, any of them? No, they don't pay taxes. So, you know, what Biden said was, I think it's important that they have some skin in the game. We're providing their defense, policing, the United States, greatest country that ever existed, and what? They're not paying any taxes? Well, no, Manchin thinks that's fine because the oil and gas companies got to him and said, don't do it. One of the deceptive, sneaky little things that Manchin did do was he said, well, if you want to leave the thing in about Affordable Care Act, Obamacare subsidies, I'll go with that. Now, is he lying? I don't know. I mean, he's been lying for months, but the sneaky thing about that is Sinema gets her funding from pharmaceutical companies. She's Ms. Pharmaceutical. He's Mr. Oil. So he sticks a knife in anything having to do with climate change and oil and taxes, and then she sticks a knife in anything having to do with pharmaceuticals. Let me tell you what one of the provisions is. Normally, if you work for a large business, and some people out there listening may work for large corporations in some capacity, if they buy a lot of things, a ton of things, they get a discount. If you go in and say, I'm going to buy a sofa, you pay full retail. If you go in and say, I'm going to buy a million sofas, they're going to give you a substantial discount. They should. The U.S. government is the largest purchaser of pharmaceuticals, the largest purchaser under Medicare and Medicaid. Democrats got together and they said, well, we shouldn't pay full retail. You know, we shouldn't pay full retail for statins and blood pressure medications. And we shouldn't pay, why should we pay full retail? We're buying hundreds of billions of these pills or hundreds of millions of these pills. You know what happened? The pharmaceutical lobbyists got to the Republicans. They said, no way, Jose, and we pay full retail, even though we buy hundreds of millions of them. We would save tens of billions of dollars in the budget deficit if we just, and the pharmaceutical companies would make a ton of money, but they make more money by making you pay full retail. Well, that's going to get killed by Sinema. The Affordable Care Act, there were subsidies. There were some loopholes based on Supreme Court opinions that even poor people, even with the good terms of the Affordable Care Act, couldn't afford it. And the state, or the state, I mean that, the federal government will subsidize it to some extent. That runs out this year. So if you're a guy who's unemployed, woman, you have a family, or you're very low wage, let's say you work for a restaurant in the kitchen, you're not making a lot of money, not even making 15 an hour, can't afford it, your subsidy is going to run out. What are you going to do? You're going to drop it is what you're going to do. And here's this, the brutal fallacy of this. You're still going to have health care, but it's called the emergency room. And you are not going to, for instance, be able to go in for a checkup every year to see if you have breast cancer or prostate cancer or you're close to a heart attack. That visit would only cost, what, $80, $100? And then you get prescribed statins or blood pressure medication, or they do a mammogram and they save you from breast cancer with a lumpectomy or something. None of that's going to happen. What's going to happen is you're going to collapse in the street. People won't like to see a dying body on the street. It's unpleasant. So you call an ambulance, which is very expensive. You go to the emergency room, very expensive. You're not going to pay the bill. You're going to die. You know, a young mom with young daughters, never going to see her daughters walk down the aisle, get married. Never going to see her kids grow up. Guy's going to have a heart attack in his 40s or 50s. Never see his kids grow up. And you're going to pay a lot more for him in the emergency room and in the ambulance than you would have him go in once a year for a checkup. That's what's happening here. It's very cruel is what's happening here. And remember something, Biden came up with a two-pronged plan on infrastructure. One was hard infrastructure and one was soft infrastructure. hard infrastructure, said, well, we're going to repair roads, bridges, airports, and water systems, and do some rural broadband. And that got fought bitterly. At the end, it was the Progressive Caucus and the Democratic Party who held it up. They held it up. And that because they wanted soft infrastructure with it, that didn't work. They cost us the governorship of Virginia. They almost cost us the governorship of New Jersey. And then they finally came around. All right? But okay, we got hard infrastructure passed. Soft infrastructure, Manchin and Sinema have together knifed it. It's not the Republican Party. We have got to elect more senators to make Manchin and Sinema unnecessary. We have to have a 52 Senate Democratic majority to ensure 50 votes. Manchin and Sinema's votes are Republican votes on many, many things. Not organizing the Senate, they'll vote for Schumer to be the majority leader. That's better than nothing. But you cannot count on Manchin and Sinema. Now, there was a Democratic debate in the Senate. I watched it last night. We have some excellent candidates. There are a total of 8 candidates. 5 were permitted to appear. We may have another one on the line. Pete of Milwaukee, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today? Pete of Milwaukee.
Good morning, Matt. Yes, I'm Peter Pekarsky, running for the Democratic nomination for the United States Senate. Can you hear me all right, Matt?
Sure can. Peter Pekarsky is one of the 8. He's one of the 3 that was not invited on the show. 5 were. I was impressed with the 5. But, Peter, the other 3 are solid candidates. Tell me why you guys were not invited on the show. Why didn't you get to debate?
Before that, I want to just let you and your audience know that my television ad is being censored. We offered it to one of the cable channels. They refused to broadcast it because they said it might interfere with their business relationship with the Milwaukee Bucks.
Well, Pete, I'm sorry to hear that. Pete, we're going to a break right now, unfortunately, but I want to introduce Peter Pekarsky, who's running for the Senate, was not invited on. My own view is that all 8 should have been invited on. Peter, thanks a lot for calling in.
I'll get back.
Coming to a break, the lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. No such number.